Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, you know, ever since Carson Huttenlocher hit that game-winning three against Sullivan in mid-December, Matt Wadsworth, Setuan Mustangs have won 5 of 7 going into its rival game with Owen Valley Friday night over at Patriot Hall in Spencer. Mylon White is the lone double-figure scorer, averaging 12 points a ball game in what is now a 7-7 season. But two other Mustangs are averaging over 8. Two are at 7. Three more Mustangs average 6. And that's, well, I tell you what, that's spreading things around.
You know, as a coach, you go into the season with a game plan of things you want to do, but every team's a little bit different. So you begin to build a checklist for how that team can be successful. I think the first few games of the season taught us that we're going to have to play 32 minutes. I think that understanding attitude and effort is two things that you control. It's hard to win games when you're not making shots, but it was a real positive that we found a way to do that against Sullivan.
Matt Wadsworth, by the way, is 3-1 against Owen Valley, who comes in 4-7. Chalk Talk with Matt at 6:55 Friday night. Matt also will be looking for career win number 200. Girls of Gary Sims will tip off the WIC Twin Bill at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Uncharacteristically, Hall of Fame head coach J.R. Holmes, South Panthers, are sitting here 6-6, starting off 2024 with that overtime loss last Friday night to Bloomington North. But, you know, going back to the night J.R. won his 900th in the middle of December, the first coach, by the way, to ever reach that number. The Panthers are only 2-5 with a road game at Columbus East Friday night that they should win. But that said, what snaps the funk here?
Well, I think two things. One, I've got to get a few more players involved in the game. We're looking at Matt Tierney and Nathan Combs, 6'5", 6'7", getting more time on the varsity, give us a little more size inside. Tucker Simpson back for the game on the 15th, I think. Culture player, leader player, directs people where to go and knows what everything's going on. And then we need to get Jack Clark more involved in the offense. He's been shooting the ball really well. You know, like I said, I told the guys, you guys who can't hit need to get the ball to the guys who can hit. And it's a pretty simple game. It's not an equal opportunity program. We got to see if we can get that turned around for us.
Tucker Simpson, by the way, and that is a Monday game of next week when South returns home to take on Indianapolis Home School, getting Tucker Simpson back in the lineup. Hall of Fame head coach J.R. Holmes. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.